Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 636 of the Overseas Connection podcast. Today is the 20th of June, 2021. And for those unfamiliar, we are a gaming podcast, but we do like to talk a little bit about everything, not just video games. We consider ourselves more wise and more mature. Others would say differently. We broadcast every week, Sunday, 9 p.m. in the UK, 1 p.m. on the West Coast, which is the best coast, 4 p.m. in the East Coast, and 3 p.m. if you're stuck in the Central Time Zone like Kim Woods. We are on Twitch. We're on YouTube. Come join. Have fun live, or you can always catch the audio version. We do post that up so you can listen to us while you're maybe working out at the gym or taking the garbage out. Who knows? Today is Father's Day, so most importantly, most big happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. Also a quick birthday wish. I'm going to get to the host. Don't worry. I haven't forgotten about y'all. We're going to do a quick birthday wish to Pete Landymore. That's iPete, as we know him. He turned 76 on June 20th. So, Robin, let's get a birthday going before we even get the show going.
Happy birthday! Insert name here. Happy birthday to you!
Gentleman is not recognized.
All right, so we got all that out of the way. Now's the exciting part. Of course you have myself, Greg DeLacy, Gamertag Murphy's Law, OC underscore Murphy's Law on Twitter. I'm going to guide you through the mess of a podcast that we're going to put forward today. The person helping me do that is going to be Mr. Robin Tate, spinning the decks.
Hello,
Robin.
It's me. Hiya. It's me.
Hiya.
It's Robin Tate here. I am in Ballymena, Northern Ireland. Thank you for that Father's Day thing. As we chatted earlier,
yes,
I have children everywhere. My seed is spread all over the countryside. It's massive. No, not that it isn't. No, I have children. I have no idea even who the mothers are of some of them. It's ridiculous.
I believe that, actually.
Happy Father's Day, everybody. Happy Father's Day. People that are
speaking of spreading seed, Pete Chin on the podcast.
Happy Father's Day, motherfuckers.
Okay, angry much. Pete, happy Father's Day to you. Also, Robin, again, happy Father's Day to you.
Happy Father's Day to you.
Proud papas. Yes. And the biggest news, the biggest thing ever. Okay, maybe not ever, but close to it. On the show today, making her
Twitch.
Triumphant return.
Watch me play games. Watch me Twitch. Watch me play games.
We have Karen. No, we've got Nicole Radowski. Nicole, back to the show. Nicole, welcome back.
Hello, y'all. It's nice to be here. I see Robin is still up to his old trick.
A little bit of shenanigans.
Wow. It's Nicole. Wow!
I know. So, for those of you who are not familiar with Nicole, Nicole used to be a host on the show. She was with us for many years. You took a bit of a hiatus. So, I think that's the perfect place for us to start. Let's talk about what you've been doing for, like, the past 2 years.
I know. Isn't that crazy? It's been 2 years.
Hooray, it's story time. Hooray, it's story time. I'm so glad to be with you today.
Nicole, I know you're not used to us being professional, but we really try to actually put on a show.
Robin, yes, it's normal.
I reckon he's on a promise, you know. I've never heard him so on cue with these sound bites.
It's true. This is true.
He's on a promise.
Hello, Mark, in the chat.
He's showing off to me. That's what it is, Pete.
I'm nervous.
Sorry, Nicole. That's what it is.
Showing out. Robin is showing out. All right, Nicole, you're up first. What's been going on? And welcome back.
Thank you. You guys know this, but most of the audience doesn't. They found a tumor on my throat, which I don't, maybe I mentioned it towards the end there. And so I had to have surgery, and I have this lovely, sexy scar. It looks like I got my throat slit.
Yeah.
And it took several months to get my voice back. They weren't even sure if I was going to get it back, but it's back, and it's just the same. Thank God.
By the way, I do remember that at the time, and I know you were like, you know, I really shouldn't talk that much. But of course, we were all like really wanting you to talk because you did have kind of that sexy, raspy thing going. And yeah, just saying.
It's still there. It's just only for certain people in certain moments, and y'all aren't it.
Yeah. Within an hour or two from now, Nicole is going to regret coming back on the show.
No. I can't quit you guys. Sorry. But then I also got a new job. So
yes. That's so you're no longer in the school business.
No longer in education. No, sir.
All right.
20 was a hot mess. Coming back for the 2020-2021 school year was a hotter mess. And I was over it. When you have kids getting in your face and you're not supposed to maintain their distance and they don't. And, you know, it's more
Isn't
of a...
Isn't that what tasers are for?
Oh, wouldn't that have been nice? Tasing kids all day long. I'll be asleep.
Hi, Miss Radowski.
You know, maintain your distance. No, it just became too difficult. And with my other health concerns, I didn't need kids in my face. And I'd been going to school anyway to get medical billing and coding. There was an opportunity, and I took it. And I'm very happy where I'm at right now.
That is good to hear. It makes me happy that you were in a happy place, and even more so that we get to talk to you again. So, awesome. Welcome back. We're not going to dilly-dally, though, Nicole. We're going to continue on. We're going to talk to our favorite mongoose, Pete Chin. Pete, what's been going on this past week for you?
Oh, dear. It's just been stress. No, it ain't, actually. It's gone quite quick this week. We've had... Oh, my God. We've got this bee's nest at work, right? There's this bridge that's connecting two parts of the building where I work. And it's got wooden cladding either side of this bridge. And some bees, honeybees, have made a little home on the one side of underneath this cladding. And I noticed them on the Monday. And by the Tuesday, I got the pest control out. They said, it's honeybees. We can't do anything about it on our contract and blah, blah, blah. So I ended up finding this other company. And in between that time, right, they said that they could get out Friday, which materialized to absolutely nothing. They said they can't get out for the next couple of weeks. But anyway, on the Wednesday, this bee's nest had swarmed. And I've never seen so many honeybees in my entire life. This was just like, it was like a scene from a horror movie. There must have been like, I don't know, 50, 60,000 bees all around this bridge. And it was fucking frightening. I've never seen anything like it. I'll send you a little video on the WhatsApp group. But it, honest to God, I've never seen... It was just bonkers. So it's still there. It's going to be a nightmare to remove. But anyway...
You know what? It really shouldn't be. Unless you really care about the bees. But personally, just show up in the middle of the night with a big can of that hornet spray. You just spray the nest down. They're dead by morning. Done. They won't even attack you at night because they're all sleeping. You kill them in their sleep. That's the best way to kill anything, by the way. In the sleep. Just saying.
Great. You can't say that in England because you'll get murdered. Honeybees are...
In my sleep.
Yeah. Yeah. It'd be like Bruce Lee kind of shit, man. You'll be gone. You'll be gone in a week. Yeah. Honeybees are... they're sacred in this country. People... Yeah, they're just bunches.
They're sacred here, too, until they nest in my house, and then they're dead. Straight up. There's no forgiveness.
I can't do nothing about it at work.
Sure you can. Nobody knows, Pete. Nobody knows.
I can't. Especially working with conscientious objectors. Huh?
I said just the five people listening know.
Yeah. So anyway,
no evidence.
We've got this huge bee's nest at work, and it's really. We were talking about getting hives actually as well. We're getting two hives at work, probably over the next couple of months if we can. But yeah, and then land them motherfuckers. I've said that twice now in our building. Oh, fucking
again, Pete. I'm just saying. Nobody needs to know except for the internet. You can do it.
Yeah. So apart from that, we've binge watched. I don't know how, because it's been really busy this week. But we've binge watched till late, I suppose. We've been burning the candle at both ends. A TV series called Slasher that I mentioned last week, and we started watching the third season, and we've watched the other two now, and it's fucking wicked. It's wicked. It's really, 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 really good. So if you've got Netflix and you like horror stuff and you like slash like horror movies and gore, just watch Slasher. It's really, really cool. So anyway, we're at the end of that. There's a season 4, I think, that's going to come out. So we're cool. We're really happy about that. I've got an Xbox Series S.
Yes.
I didn't get that this week. I got it the week before, but we had E3 to talk about. So right. We couldn't talk
why?
About it there. So
why?
What?
Why?
He likes it because it makes his hand look big.
Yeah, it really does. Look, I've got a picture as well that I can send you. No, here it is. Oh, can I unplug it? Yeah. It's the smallest thing ever. Yeah, I got it.
Well, you fuck me. You've got plenty
look
to
at this.
Judge it against.
Look at this.
That is tiny.
It is tiny.
Because we know Pete has small hands. That is a really tiny console.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm Jeremy Beadle. You wouldn't. Do you know, he's got a small hand, didn't he, Robin?
Had small hand. He's been dead for quite a few years, you bastard.
Yeah.
The people are crying.
Well, they're even smaller now.
Do you know what? In my heart, he's alive, Robin. Okay. Just don't upset me now. Right. Not in this podcast.
You're
okay?
Just thinking about his odd fingers up your ass, aren't you? Really, that's all it is.
Anyway, so I've got an Xbox Series S. Have a guess how much it cost me?
Three fingers?
Three? Was it free?
No, come on. Oh. Be sensible.
Well, hey, I was just... you never know. Maybe someone bought it for you.
150 quid.
Okay.
It's 170 quid.
No, what I did, I took my PlayStation 4 and about 5 or 6 games. Mm-hmm. And traded it in. You know that message that you sent me, Greg, with that £99 deal? I thought I'd jump in on that. And I took the PS4 Slim and... 5 games, I think it was, or 6 games. I got it for £38.
Wow. Okay.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah, that's good. So that offer's still up and running. So I've got myself an Xbox Series S for £38. Can't moan at that, can you?
No, that's pretty darn good.
It's nice. It's got a lovely controller. I don't think I've hardly used it yet. I like the grip thing around the edge and... That's nice.
Pete, all of your fans are awaiting with bated breath about your new gamer tag, and you know it's such a good one. We really want to.
I've seen it, Robin. You don't need to go there.
What's your Twitter handle? What's your gamer?
Yeah, it's Big Panty Woman that Robin's put on my on the video stream. He's a shit, isn't
he?
Every
is.
Week he turns up consistently to be a shit. And here he is. Yeah, Big Panty Woman, go at me, you bitches.
You're so angry tonight, Peter. You're so angry.
Say it again.
Now, Pete, have you actually changed your gamer tag?
Yeah, I have changed my gamer tag, actually.
Okay, should we actually talk about that?
Yeah.
Well, no, because Robin's already changed it now, and it's spoilty. Fuck it's just man. Spoilty, you know.
Spoilty.
Yeah, it's spoilty. So... when you get an Xbox Series S, you've got the option to change your gamer tag for free.
Right.
So I thought, oh, do you know what? I will. I'll change my gamer tag, and it's called my gamer tag is Yampy Yed. So it's YAMPYYED, Yampy Yed, and that's I suppose a local thing for us.
Just going to say, does that have some kind of significance to you? Because it means nothing to me.
Yeah, Yampy Yed, like Yed is. Head in the Black Country, so
okay.
Yeah, Yampy Ed is just somebody who's a little bit crazy, and it was free, so I just thought,
fitting.
Oh,
okay,
Okay, so yeah, I'll select that one. And that's pretty much been my week. Well, almost. I've got a little thing to mention later on when I talk about my little games that I've played. But
okay,
yeah, Spence. Been a nice week. Yes.
Right. Yeah, Nicole, are you regretting coming on the show yet?
No, she's not. She's heard my voice. She's absolutely.
I've seen
fine.
Some of the Look, faces so she's far. Smiling. She's like, I don't remember them being like this. Oh dear God, what did I do?
Robin definitely has not changed at all. He is his prime self.
That's true.
You. I don't know Pete that well. I've only chatted with him a little bit here and there. Not really ever played with him on Xbox, let's clarify.
All right.
Or anywhere else for that matter. And
good clarification. I've spent the evening with him numerous times.
See, exactly.
I'm definitely at my prime right now underneath the desk. Definitely.
And moving on.
That is
Robin.
Like level.
Robin, what's been going on for your week?
Kim in the chat, she likes big panty woman better, so I think you need to be changing it again, everybody.
It's unavailable.
I think we'll.
I think Robin's like, already got it.
I like that you did look.
What have I been up to? Okay, so I bought a new Mini, and just for the summer, a little run around. It's cabriolet, you know, soft top.
Like a Mini Cooper.
Yeah, Mini Cooper. Yeah, it's
pink. I like that you bought it just for the summer.
Yeah, it's
pink. If only I just bought a car for the month of July.
Yeah. Well, why not have a summer run around, you know? It's one of these very new electric ones, so it doesn't take any fuel that way. And Jasmine is absolutely loving it. She's driving it around the house and up and down the driveway. And I can control it with a remote control as well. So
well done.
And it's about this size.
Yes.
So it's a beautiful pink Mini just for Jasmine. So she had a
I love it.
Time.
Love it.
So see, I went up, we didn't get that yesterday. She hasn't stopped driving it. I also got some new tech. I bought myself a nice new MacBook Pro, which is lovely. It has this extra bit of keyboard inside it. So above the keys, there's like a little miniature screen. And it,
okay.
So it pops up predictive words or emojis or next or stop. It's actually, I thought it was a bit of a gimmick, but it seemed to be a nice extension of the keyboard. So
one all the time from the keyboard.
Yeah. Most popular ones. Yeah.
Yep.
So that's kind of good. I'm glad to have that again. I'm not going to take it down now. I got a lovely signed thing from the cast of Firefly. Because I've been collecting that
favorite show.
So it has, it's not a print, it's real autograph stuff. And it has some film cells on it and stuff like that. So I'm chuffed with that. It's another addition to the man cave. And I've been making lots of ice cream again. Made lots of ice cream yesterday. A lovely weekend, actually. We had all the family, as we would have done a lot before the Chinese virus came. And we had a lovely big barbecue yesterday. Probably one of the first of the year, and there was about 40 or 50 of us here, all the kids from all the fosters and the family and grandmothers and grannies and all that, this thing. And we had a great time. The kids were brilliant. We had a lovely time. And today was Father's Day, and of course my own birth children didn't remember anything, and if it wasn't for Judith buying the cards, but of course the fosters immediately as they came in the morning went, Happy Father's Day. But yes, I had a lovely time today. It was nice, and I watched the Formula One outside. I had a beer, and it was lovely and sunny here. And I'm a bit redded.
You got a little sun.
So I have to admit, I fell asleep for about half an hour of it on the sunbed outside. Just nice, but really, really, really busy. Pete, you were talking about trading stuff in. So
yeah.
I was a sort of a hoarder, and I have so many DVDs. What the hell do you do with DVDs these days?
And sell them on eBay.
They're really like worth a penny, though, ain't they?
CDs.
Yeah, but you know what? You could, if you want to get rid of them, I would just offer them up as a lot.
Yeah.
And just say,
well,
here's bulk.
There's this thing
price,
over here called Music Magpie. I don't know if you have it over there or not, but We've bought the odd phone off it now and again, other bits and pieces. They do second-hand stuff. I heard people saying, oh, they traded stuff in, and they make it really, really simple. So you scan the barcode of the game or the DVD or the CD, and it quickly scans it in and offers you a price. And you throw the stuff in a box. You don't even need to put a label on it. You bring it to the post office. They scan a little QR code, and that's it. You're done. So I must have sent about 150 items. PS2 games, 5p each. you know, I put a pile of stuff that I have hundreds of PS2 games, but I got rid of stuff that was crap, like FIFA 04 or WWE Wrestling, you know, 13 mm-hmm. or something like that. There, stuff that I inherited, and loads and loads of old DVDs. It's amazing the DVDs they didn't want, like they didn't want Star Wars, and they didn't want. There's lots and lots. Surprising they didn't want that. The more obscure it was, I suppose, the less popular it was, the more they got it. But everything was pennies. Anyway, these 150 odd items got me 70 odd quid. But what the hell? So I cleared out, you know, it was alright.
Better than nothing.
No, I probably, if I had to put everything on eBay, I could have got more for it. But it's the time and the effort.
Yeah, so. There's a lot of, there's work involved with that. I get that.
Yeah, so, making, again, lots of ice cream. Yesterday I had some really lovely strawberry I made some beautiful crunchy Nutella ice cream yesterday. It only lasted the day, so it was made in the afternoon. It was gone by the evening with all the kiddies. It was, that was good. Good. So it's been a good weekend. Crazy busy in work. I needed it because I'm back into the thick of it again tomorrow. I swear to goodness, I mean, Pete, you know about this. I mean, not a minute wasted at the moment.
Yeah.
I'm literally bouncing from one thing to the next. And I don't write lists anymore. I just book a schedule and time on my calendar. And I've got 5 minutes for this and 20 minutes for that. And it is absolutely nutty. But what the hell? It's paying the bills.
Yeah, no. Hey, can't argue with that.
So busy. Lots of nice things. Not a lot of time. Only one gaming time this week. But I'm more interested to talk about life in general and generally how often you get it. Because as a 50-year-old man, I'm always interested to hear how often you get it. So how often do you get it?
That is the great mystery of the world right there. I think by de facto, once you become married with children, your chances of successfully finding time dwindle quickly.
So let's say you went to the doctor, right? Okay, and the doctor went, oh, you see this wound?
I really go to the doctor.
This is a dilemma. So this woo flu thing, right? You got the woo flu, and it was really, really bad, but you weren't feeling anything bad, okay? And the woo flu, you know, it was bad. And the doctor said, I'm sorry, but you probably only got 24 hours to live here. It's a really, you know, it's a strain, you know, and you go home. And you have to keep a mask on, and you're there by yourself. But you really wanted to have, like, you know, you really wanted to do it one more time, even though you had 24 hours to go, right? And, you know, nobody was available on the phone, and you were just there. It was just you and your dog.
I don't understand. Right? Oh, okay. Now I understand where this is going. Right. No,
so
that ain't
happening. You know, so you jump into bed and cuddle up with the dog, and you know, it's your last night on Earth. You're dying in the morning. It's gone. And you wake up in the morning and you're cured completely. Whatever happened with the dog, it cured you completely. Would you go on living, right? Or would you save the world? Would you tell everybody what the cure was? what would you do? Great delusion.
I'm probably letting the world die.
Anyway, carry on.
Carrying on. Yes. Well, thank you for that, Robin. Gosh, now I have to follow that up. Let's see. It's been an equally busy week for me. Work has been, just like you, Robin, nonstop, has just not been letting up. It's a good problem to have. I'm not really complaining, but it does make finding time to get gaming in more challenging. But I was able to carve out some time, so that was good. We've been trying to finish up, so we did some additions with pavers, and we've been working on our front and backyard all in the same time. It's been crazy. the project is finally almost done. I think we have maybe about half a week left, and then we can consider this chapter closed. So once that happens, I will share pictures. But let's just say yesterday I was out in the 104 degree heat working on the yard. I was actually surprisingly motivated to be out there. For whatever reason, I was able to power through for most of it. It's probably because I was under shade of a tree for most of it. But I tell you, just towards the end of the day, just my energy level went plummeting. And so we had originally had a dinner set up last night for Father's Day. And we found out we could get a reservation for tonight. And so we quickly shifted gears and we made the reservation for tonight. We canceled the one for Saturday so we could just basically sleep early. yeah, that's what happens when you're married with kids, by the way. Sleeping in early. Yeah. Anyway. So projects aside, I did start to watch the movie, or I guess it's a series. I don't know if it's a series or a movie. Loki on Disney Plus. I want to say it's a series. Yeah. So yeah. I just started watching episode one, but obviously it goes on for a while. I haven't gotten all the way through the first episode, but I'm liking what I'm seeing so far. It's got all that good quirky humor of the Loki character from the Avengers. And of course, it's acted by the same actor that plays Loki. It's an interesting story arc that they put out there. So I don't want to spoil anything, but didn't see this coming. So we'll see where it goes. But so far, so good. And that's really it for me. So we can just dive right into some gaming talk.
Shall we play a game?
I want to play a game.
You are one pathetic loser.
All right, so we are pretty far into the month. Really, the only thing in terms of the games that we pay for that we get for free, games with gold, there's going to be a couple of new titles popping up. Shadows Awakening has come online, as well as Injustice God Among Us. So if you are wanting to get either one of those titles, they are available. I did not. Yeah, I'm not seeing whatever Robin is doing. I'm not seeing it on the stream.
No, it's just the Among Us.
What did I?
Injustice God's Among Us. That was all. It just tickled me.
Yeah, that was good. That was sweet. I can't do it. No, it just makes me laugh. I can't. Every time I see that, I think of our little friend. So.
Fair enough.
Sorry, Greg.
That's okay. I'm not getting the joke. That's okay. It's beyond me. It's beyond probably everybody else. That's okay. Pete, who are you being talked to? Who's yelling at you?
No one. I'm on my own. No, okay. I talk to myself.
That's scary. all right. Let's dive into, though, the games we have been playing. Nicole, we're going to start with you.
Get off your phone.
I'm off my phone.
Get off your bloody phone.
I am off my phone.
Well, let's talk about what you've been playing, my dear.
Still my playing dear? Rise my of Kingdoms, dear? That mobile game. It's burning out for me, though, so I don't see that happening too much longer. And your favorite, your all-time favorite, Minecraft.
Stop. So the Rise of Kingdoms thing, is this a Clash of Clans type thing, isn't it? Is it something similar to Clash of Clans? That you build a base and you build an area?
I think it is. Yeah.
I'll tell you what's really weird at the moment. Clash of Clans has kind of moved on a wee bit. It's called something else now, something Clash. It is, but it's still Clash of Clans. And my kids are now playing Clash of Clans.
Yeah, my son plays Clash of Clans, does not like Rock, but even Rock has changed because it started off with us building up and getting to the center point and controlling the entire kingdom, and now we have to fight kingdom against kingdom. And people have just gotten a little crazy with the game. Like, they take it way too serious. I'm like, it's a game.
Well, when I was addicted to Clash of Clans, I had to delete it one day just because it was affecting my work. It was like every hour I was checking over and over again. It was just getting crazy. And I played that for probably, what, in that group for 3 years maybe?
Oh, Lord, you played longer than I did. Because I think Jade Archer still has it.
Wow.
But it was because Fraser was in there, his son, you, your boy, me, my kids, Jade, one of her kids, and a whole slew of other people. But those are just the ones off the top of my head.
Yeah.
But yeah, I quit playing Clash forever ago. I checked in recently. I don't know why. It was still on my phone, so
I see my kids going the same way. I mean, they're constantly going to it. I'm going, guys. Yeah.
He's like, oh no, it's way better. I'm like, okay.
Still doing the same things. This is crack. And I hear them having the same conversations that we all had about getting your upgrade and your walls and can you get your dragons and you know. So anyway.
For whatever reason, I was never able to get into that game. And I think it's mostly because I just don't play games on my phone.
Yeah, I know, but the big button phones don't have games on them, Greg.
No, they don't. They don't. That's true. That's true.
There's Nokia 32020s or whatever they're called.
I hate you all.
especially me.
Is it Adora or Adori? Yeah, it's one of those like phone forever 50s. Like Fisher Price, my first phone.
Oh my god.
What else, Robin? Nicole?
Oh, Nicole also dabbled her little toes in Gears 5.
Woohoo.
Now, did you play Gears 5 when it came out, or is this like new play for you?
This is new for me because it has been almost. I'm honest, the entire time I was off of here, I was pretty much off of gaming per se.
Per se?
Piece-ish Xbox I have.
Hey, per se.
What? Robin?
Who says per se? Who are you gaming with Percy for?
Leave me alone. your films and your flaws.
We'll get
Thank
to that.
You. Yes. All right. Here we go. That's the Nicole I know.
The Xbox that I have, the S, whatever. I don't know. It's in a box anyway. I keep sending it off to get refurbished because it hasn't worked since day one. So it was, you know, $279 worth of shit.
Right.
And it really turned me off to gaming in general. So I just stuck with the mobile games. And then my kids got the Nintendo or the Switch Lights.
Right.
So played a little bit of that and find it just as annoying as I did when it was regular Nintendo. So I quit playing that. And then went back to Minecraft here and there. And then my daughter has started playing and streaming, PC only. But she has a Minecraft realm, and so I got my other old Xbox back, and I've been starting playing again, so I picked up anything I could, Gears, re-downloaded Rainbow Six Siege, Minecraft, there's some other stuff, I got some of the old games that we used to play, the stupid zombie games.
Oh, Left 4 Dead.
Yes, I did Left 4 Dead, and this was the one at the beach. Oh, it was absolutely hilarious. It was stupid. Beach.
Drawing a blank on the beach.
There was one. They were on the beach. It was a lodge or a resort, and everybody on the island was a zombie.
G7? Like, not Dying Light.
No, but the graphics were shit.
Like
you would
okay.
get people stuck on you as you were running through something. It was absolutely hilarious.
Yeah.
Why can't I remember the name all of a sudden?
Dead Island.
Somebody said Dead Island.
There you go.
Yes, what she Dead said. Island.
Gamer Kim, by the way, said Dead Island.
Huh?
Kim actually came through in the chat.
Yeah. All right, because we love Kim.
Yes, we do love Kim.
Jason's like that. Yeah, right there. Oh, up there.
Yeah.
Yes.
What are you doing? Kim alone? Jason, stop sticking your finger up at Kim.
All right. So getting back in, I'm assuming favorable impression of Gears 5?
I mean, I just got my toes wet, so we'll see. But I did watch E3 with my son, just the Xbox stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a couple of games I'm looking forward to, so we'll see.
I think you will like Rainbow Six Extraction.
Yes, probably.
That very much seems like a game you would like.
And that, then the vampire one.
Yes. Yeah. Redfall.
Yes.
If I can make a suggestion for Gears 5, also play the Hivebusters DLC. I don't know if you're on Game Pass. If you are,
I am.
Play it. Play the Hivebusters DLC. It's probably one of the better little stories within the Gears 5 game. But you can play it
the story
separate. Yeah, it's a proper story mode.
Yeah, I think I downloaded like 5 different things for Gears 5.
I'm sure.
Because you know me, I'm all about Gears.
Oh yeah, no.
I'm enjoying that so far. That the new DLC. That's really cool. That is.
Yes, it looks really nice too.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess Pete, we can just slide right over to you.
Slide my DMs. So I've been playing chess. If none of you have ever heard about, Nicole, you're new for
another victim.
Talking about chess.
Do you know what, Pete? When we have visitors to the house that haven't been before, Glenn comes along and grabs her hand to take them down to the playroom to show him, you know, the toys that he has. This is exactly the same thing.
Yes, Pete's like, oh, somebody new. Hey, have you ever heard of a game called chess?
Yeah. So Nicole, have you heard of a game called chess?
I have.
Yeah. Do you play?
I used to.
Oh, you don't anymore.
Just say no, Nicole. Just say no.
Time.
Okay. Well, there's a website called chess.com.
Don't encourage him.
Shut the fuck up. And you can register on that, and I'm on there. I need friends.
I'm lonely.
I'm being hesitant to play chess.
Hey, it's one of those. It's like crack for saddos. I don't know how I'm allowed to describe this game anymore. I've tried to beef it up as much as I could, and it's just not working. I'm not getting any response at all on this. So I think I'm going to stop from after this week. I'm going to stop saying that I've played chess, unless.
I mean, it's a good thing you're married already. I just want to throw that out there.
Oh, no, I'm not, actually.
Well, technically, yeah, I guess you're not. She still has time to leave.
She's got 7 weeks to make a runner. We get married in 7 weeks, yeah. So she could still run away from me for being a chess sado. I don't think she's going to, because she thinks she says I'm a chess stud. Jesus Christ. Can we move on? Anyway, I've been playing chess.
How's that?
Yeah, I don't know. It's quite an emotional moment, wasn't it? I've been playing Street Fighter V. Now, Robin and his young lad Charlie know that I'm a massive fan of Street Fighter, as well as my brother. And I do like it. I just don't like anything past Street Fighter Alpha 4, I think it was. Street Fighter V is just too... What the hell?
That's a dog.
We're going to the host. Nicole's brought a mongoose on. It's a bit white. Yeah, there we go. What's her name? His name?
Her name is Misha.
Misha.
Yes, unfortunately she had to get sheep sheared, so she looks like a little rat.
Misha, have you got a chess account? She don't look that interested. Oh no, she stopped. Look, she stopped when I said chess.
All she wants to do is play with her bone or her ball. That's it.
That's all right. You can get chess pieces that are made of bones. It's probably not ethical, but
I'm pretty much the same as your dog then.
What's the name of your dog again?
I'm pretty much the same as your
Misha.
Dog.
Misha. Misha. It's Polish. Means little bear.
All right. Misha, meet Pete. Pete, big bear.
Yeah, stay away from the big bears.
So I've been playing Street Fighter V. I don't like all the menus and all the... Oh, there's just too much complication around Street Fighter V now. There's just... It's just balls, man. Take me back to Street Fighter 2 and Street Fighter 2 Turbo. I had a little go on it. It wasn't a great experience. So I don't know. I don't know whether I'll go back there. It was just something that I downloaded as part of a freebie. Okay. But anyway... The next game I've been playing is Ratchet and Clank.
Is this the new Ratchet and Clank?
Yes.
Is that on your own PlayStation 5, Pete?
Yes.
So this is a new purchase on top of the Series S. When did this happen, Pete?
Yes.
Notice this week. All the things before he gets married.
In fact, was it last week? I ordered it, and then it come this week. I managed to get myself a PS5, so I've got the disc version. It's massive. It's about the same size as like a. Do you remember the top loaders VCRs?
Yeah.
It's about the same size as that. It's fucking enormous. It is. It's huge. Yeah, I got myself an extra controller as well, and I had Ratchet and Clank with it.
Real quick, by the way, I have to ask, what is that little protruding thing on the end of the controller?
Oh, this?
Yes.
I've got a docking station for charging.
Ah, okay, all right.
Yeah, so you just plug it into the USB thing at the top, and
nice.
You can just drop it in. Yeah, it's really
Pete,
cool.
You do all right, Pete.
What?
You do all right.
Uh-huh.
You do all right.
Yeah.
You're doing well.
Yeah.
Good lad. PS5 and an Xbox all together?
Yeah.
Wow, retail therapy, man.
Yeah, I don't buy that many things.
So, what's your
So handle tell on, us about Ratchet and Clank.
What's your handle on PlayStation then? Bigger, yeah. Bloody woman?
It's what?
What's your handle on PlayStation?
Well, I can't hear you. What did you say?
What's your handle on PlayStation then? Is it like bigger panty woman?
Yeah, it's massive panty woman, yeah.
That's like, good one too.
Massive panty female. Go at me. Yeah, massive pants and all that shit. Do you know what? I'll send you after I play the game, I'll send you the pants.
There's a market for that.
Yeah, she's totally up for that.
Jason Johnson would like to challenge you to playing a fighting game now. He did not realize you were into fighting games. He challenges you. He is throwing down the gauntlet.
Ooh.
Yeah, well, you can start with chess, right? yeah, so I've got a PlayStation 5, PS5.
Okay.
I'm pretty happy with it, actually. It's a nice piece of kit.
I would hope so.
Yeah, it's a nice piece of kit. I've played Ratchet and Clank. It's really cool. Multi-dimensional like adventure game. I've never played Ratchet and Clank before.
Okay.
I think the introduction was almost like playing into part of a movie. Mm-hmm. There was a real. I think it took me. It was about 20 minutes. I think it was to play through the actual intro. And I've never played a Ratchet and Clank game before. And you start off the game as Ratchet, and I think it just gives you an intro into the controls and welcoming Ratchet and Clank to this whole show. And then it gets interrupted by this doctor. I don't know what his name is. He looks like Megamind. He's got a huge like green like glass. Brain, yeah. I can't think of his name. Anyway, is this like naughty, like evil
like
emperor,
Doctor Evil type thing? Okay.
Yeah. So he comes and interrupts this show that Ratchet is part of when he's being introduced, and it kind of gives you an introduction into the game and like how to double jump and how to throw. Do you know? Have you ever played God of War?
Yes.
Yeah.
Boy.
You know, Atreus throws his axe. There's a thing where he throws his ratchet across, and it's a little bit like... It reminded me of God of War straight away, as soon as I've seen that, where you can use your ratchet and throw that across and smash things, just a little bit like Atreus with his axe. And
Greet.
You can... What?
Smashing. Greet.
But anyway, it's really... When you play that first section of the game, it's like you're almost in a film. The cinematic scenes are... Oh, my God. It's
beautiful.
Amazing. Yeah.
Beautiful game.
The graphics are just brilliant. Mm. It introduces you into the game really, really well. And then afterwards...
It's more exciting than chess.
Yeah, just a bit. Not, not massively.
Pete concedes Ratchet and Clank more exciting than chess.
So I'm about, I think it's at 13% I played today, 13% the way through. I've played on Agent, which I think is just your average difficulty. I've not gone below into story mode or anything like that. Do you know what I did do though? Which is a big, massive boo-boo. I like to have subtitles on in the game, and just in case I miss some of the dialogue or whatever, I know somebody might go, oh, well, you hate reading. And I do, but sometimes if I find something just, I just kind of lynch onto it. I don't know what it is. I don't know whether it's because my mom's deaf and she always had subtitles on the TV screen when I was a kid, and it's just something that I just like on there. Mm-hmm. And... anyway, I put the subtitles on, right, and then there was this option just above it to change your subtitles to Croatian, and by accident, I clicked on it, and I accepted it, right, which is, it's so easy to do. Oh my God, it changed it to Croatian, and I couldn't work out what the fucking menu was, nothing, so I had to, I ain't played games all week, right, and I said to Shell, right, I was like, I'd love to play games today. She's like, yeah, you go upstairs, you play your games, and then that fucking happened to me just before I was going to play Ratchet and Clank. So I had to uninstall it, and then I had to install another 30 gig game, and my goodness.
That was funny.
Like, I come downstairs like an hour later, and Shell was like, you're right. Yeah. I was like, not really, no, I ain't even played a game yet. And I was just about to start it, and then Shell went, Pete, dinner's ready. I was like, oh. So I went downstairs, I would do that. And so I didn't play as much as I wanted to today. But Ratchet and Clank is really, really good. I'm gutted that I didn't get a digital version. It come with the disc, which is a bit of a pain in the ass, because I've got a friend at work who's happy to share PlayStation accounts with me, and we'll just go halves on games and stuff. Because that's the reason why I bought this. I thought, well, Ryan said he'd start swapping and sharing accounts, and we can just go out on games. I couldn't find anybody on Xbox that just wanted to share shit. So Ryan's been going on about PlayStation. So
Ryan Reynolds. Wow,
Ryan Reynolds.
Wow, Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds. No, not Ryan Reynolds. His name's Ryan Davis. But I don't want to tell him
to the conversation. Yeah, I know.
So Ratchet and Clank, it's a good game. I was really hoping it would be like a two-player stuff that you did co-op and that, but you can't. It's just one player. It's cracking though.
Can't you do the? Is it like share play where you could basically kind of be watching one another play, and then the other person can jump in and control the game?
Possibly.
Pretty sure you could do that. Yeah.
All right. Okay. It is brilliant though. The story is it's really great. You're playing between. It's all about the dimensions, and the main guy Ratchet didn't realise that there was another person called Rivet in another dimension. It was pretty much the same breed of person that he was, and they've entwined, and they're in the same universe now, and the Empress all took over, and you've got to try and kick ass. It's really cool.
Ratchet and Clank games always are good. I mean, Insomniac is a great developer, so I will be curious to hear your impressions of the PS5, also the new haptic controller. Any thoughts on that real fast?
Do you know what? That was the other reason why I got this. I thought, well, everybody's like Xbox crazy, aren't they, on this podcast? So I thought, I'll probably just get a PS5, and I'll be the Sony boy. Even though, you know,
I'm happy you got a PS5. I still have yet to be able to even sniff a PS5 on a marketplace, just because they've been selling out so fast. But
I was what really looking. It was. They said that it was. The rumours were that it was going to drop on sale about 10 or 11 a.m. And I, by chance, I just went on at 10 o'clock in the morning one morning last week, and there was just an abundance of them all of a sudden. So I just thought, right, I got to go for it, and ended up getting one. And I tried to get one on its own at first, and then the only other option then was with Ratchet and Clank, and I was just like, fuck it, I'll just get it. And do you know what? I'm impressed with the whole interface of it all. I prefer the menu system than the Xbox. I think the Xbox, you just get lost in it. There's just too much going on for me. The Sony menus and stuff is just brilliant. I like the console's not noisy. The games from disc or Ratchet and Clank, certainly 30 gigs soon, pretty much loaded on it quickly enough. It didn't take long to install. I'm impressed. Sony's done some good
work. Yeah, Sony's done some good work on the compression as well. I've been reading up on. I know a lot of their disc, their game sizes are actually pretty condensed.
And the controller kind of freaked me out to begin with. When I was playing Ratchet and Clank, there's it's almost like you've got these things. They're like it's like anyway, these weapons. You've got shotgun. And all these different weapons, and there's two or three different levels on the trigger, and if you press it half on, you only shoot like one part of your shotgun. If you press the trigger fully down, it shoots both barrels, and it's really sensitive, and it's kind of weird when you're playing it. I still can't get used to it yet, and it's the only time that I've really started playing today on you know with that option. It's like it's really weird.
I know Returnal uses that same technique, so just FYI, if you do play Returnal, that'll be the same thing. They're using the triggers for multi modes, if you will.
But the vibrations through, like, you know, some of the action that you've, you know, through during the gameplay and stuff, it's really, really sensitive, and it's class, man. I do like it. The controller's good. A lot better than the Xbox One.
Wow.
Love Pete, that. Our resident Sony fanboy. All right.
Good stuff. That's excellent.
I'm very happy for you, Pete.
That's great. You know, those poor, like, underprivileged Sony people, it's nice to have somebody supporting them, because, you know, it's something we should, you know, because... SLM, you know.
Let's slide over to you, Robin.
Okay, after
your Mass Effect.
Continue with Mass Effect. I've really only had one proper gaming session this week because I've been too busy every night falling asleep on the sofa. Anyway, I've had one good session, and I continue now on Mass Effect 2. I know Nicole hates Mass Effect with a passion. I don't understand why. So we're playing the Legend edition here, Nicole. So it's the fully refurbished, fantastic edition. And I am playing as a right bastard all the way through. I mean, before I've always played as me, trying to be nice. But now, if there's a horrible decision to be made, I am making it. And I'm enjoying that.
I'm looking for lightning to strike.
So my last couple of sessions, I went and got Jack this time, because you sort of build a team, and Jack is the tattooed dirt bit that lives down in the basement of the ship, and I'm enjoying that. It was a good mission. I love the way it is a massive, massive game, but you can take like a mission like that, and it maybe takes an hour or 2 hours. And that's it. That's a good little chunk, and it's like a self-contained little story. I still think, and I never thought it, I always thought Mass Effect 2 was the best game ever. And I could never understand why people said Mass Effect 1 was a better game. And I'm now starting to understand that a bit more. There is... somebody said this week it was a flawed masterpiece, and I kind of think they're right.
I will say I always thought the story of Mass Effect 1 was better than the story of Mass Effect 2. I really liked how Mass Effect 1 really there was a lot more mystery to the story. The game mechanics of Mass Effect 1 is it was really where it kind of fell down a little bit compared to Mass Effect 2. But if I could have the smooth gameplay of Mass Effect 2 or 3 in Mass Effect 1, it makes Mass Effect 1 a better game.
And that's what this has done.
Right.
That is what this has done. So, yeah, it is fab. It's lovely. The loading times on the monolith, absolutely super speedy fast, which really, really helps. I'm thoroughly enjoying it, and I will continue on with Mass Effect. It's going to keep me going for a little bit longer. Even though there's so much other stuff to play, I'm just feeling... I know it's an older game and I've played it before, but I'm so much enjoying it. I know Teflon's in the chat. He's probably really enjoying his return to Mass Effect as well, because he's a massive fan. So.
Oh, we've got a lively chat going right now.
It's good.
Interesting that it's all coincided with the return of Nicole, yeah. By the way. I'm just saying, Nicole's brought some fans. People are all over the board on Mass Effect. Some loving it, some not so much. It's been interesting. It's been interesting to watch that unfold.
I like one, remember? One.
Yes.
Them not number one, but one of them, and yes. Kim was the only one I remembered which one I liked.
Pretty sure it was three, was it not?
Is whatever Andromeda was.
Oh, so sure. Andromeda, okay, yeah, all right.
I had my hands inside my horse head and it smells of rubber now, so that's really weird. Anyway, carry on.
Not really.
Please stop.
all right, so sliding over to me. So I managed to get in a lot of gaming in a short window. I've been continuing to play MechWarrior 5 and BattleTech. Got in some matches with some of the guys over the SEAL podcast. Had a really close match with Fraser, and then absolutely got annihilated in a follow-up match. But that's been fun. I love the whole MechWarrior BattleTech universe. So those games just really speak to me. Even if MechWarrior 5 is really more of a retro game, it's still very much been fun playing through it. So I will continue to play those games. But I dabbled in... Xbox had a bunch of the indie games that were announced from E3. And they have, and it's a limited window that they've got a bunch of these games out there for demos. And so you can find it if you go into the store. There's a little section there. So I downloaded quite a few. Scarlet Nexus, I downloaded. It's not actually part of that section, but I downloaded the demo just to check it out. I like the look of this game. I've just barely touched into the game. So, I mean, I don't really have an opinion about the actual gameplay yet. But the visuals of it just... It looks really kind of cool. It's very anime-like, though, which, again, usually not my kind of game. But I thought, you know what? I'll check it out. I'll try the demo, see what I think. And so at least the first visual impression is positive. Huh. So we'll see. I did download three different demos. One is The Tale of Bison, which is basically kind of an isometric... it's an adventure game, an action adventure game. It's Viking like. I don't really kind of know the backstory well enough to really speak to it, but I mean, it basically is you're wandering around. You have different portals you have to open up and kind of little fetch quests that you do. The combat is okay. It's definitely got an indie vibe to it, but the visuals are kind of more of like almost a cel-shaded kind of look to it. It feels good. I like, how it moves and plays. It does get hung up every once in a while a little bit on the kind of the camera and the geometry, but overall, kind of an impressive first take on this game and first attempt for this developer. I'm assuming it's a small indie developer. I don't really know. I might play it a little bit more. This might be one depending upon the price, I might even just pick it up just because. So keep an eye out for that. There's another game. I will classify this as a quasi-philism game. It's called The Rift Breaker. So it is a kind of top-down twin-stick shooter on one hand, but you also do a bunch of base building. And so, you know, it has waves of enemies that will come at you, and you're building out your bases, and you're trying to kind of establish yourself on this planet. And you're controlling a mech, which instantly got my attention. I was like, oh, hey, it's a mech. Why not? Check it out. And so it's a little odd in terms of how it controls with the weapons and everything. So both triggers are for your left or right arm of your mech. And then there's a number of different menus. It's actually quite deep in terms of the menu systems and the base building stuff. It's also a game I would say was built with PC in mind first. So the menus, if I'm playing on the console, they're actually pretty small. So you have to be kind of close up on the screen to really be able to kind of read things properly. I wish they had an option to create larger text for when I'm playing on a big screen TV. But it has promise, but I don't know it's truly going to be a game for me. But if you do like kind of those base building, wave-based combat games, this might be a game for you to check out. Again, it's called the Riftbreaker.
Red Alert sort of thing?
Yeah. It has kind of that vibe to it. But again, it's weird because you have the base building mechanic of an RTS, but then you have the twin stick shooter side of it, of almost, like a Diablo kind of a game, like a Diablo 3, where you're just kind of fighting off enemies as they're waving in towards you. And visually, it does look really nice. So I want to give that another shot and just spend some better time with it, because again, I was playing it late at night. Everything that, the deep menu system put me off a little bit at the time because I was starting to get tired. The last game I want to talk about is Death Trap Dungeon. And this is one of the, was it the Late Shift? It was a full motion video game where you were playing the role of this guy.
Oh, yeah. Involved in Night Shift or something out there. Yeah. I loved it.
So this is the same developer. And so this is set in a fantasy dungeon kind of scenario, for at least for this demo. And it's choose your own adventure. You will have, they bring up these, text responses that come up, and you have to respond to them in time. Otherwise, it'll either default to, a choice for you, and or it just may kill you, depending upon what you choose. But the voice, the acting so far is not too bad. Visually, it reminds you of like a B-tier sci-fi fantasy movie. So, this is full motion video. It's not CGI. The special effects are B-tier, sci-fi fantasy movie level. So don't come into it expecting something over the top crazy great. But again, I liked what I played with some of their previous games, so
excellent.
This might be worth a look.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Good stuff. And that's it for me with my games.
Oh, wow. Good. We've done all those games.
Huh. We've done them.
All right, now everybody get settled. Get away from the windows. Now look, good. It's time for the quiz. Yeah, you know what? Oh, too bad. Tough.
Hey, we're doing a quiz?
This is news to me. I didn't know we were doing a quiz.
Okay, what? So we're cheating a bit, and the first question is already answered. So we're going to do this all together. It's on the screen. Which Nintendo character appeared in a game first? Was it Link in The Legend of Zelda? Was it Laughing Dog in Dog Hunt? Or was it Donkey Kong in Donkey Kong? Let's all answer together.
Donkey Kong.
Okay. Donkey Kong is the right answer. It was 72% of the votes.
Altogether.
Okay. Which game was released first? Was it Time Splitters, Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon, or Halo Combat Evolved? I have to pick an answer.
Gotta be Halo.
Time Splitters?
I think Time Splitters.
Okay. Do we have consensus here? Come on. I'm about to press a button. Which one?
I think Time Splitters. Okay. I think Time Splitters came out on the original PlayStation, didn't it?
There we go. We'll go time. 55% of the vote goes to Time Splitters. Wow. Which game has sold more copies? Was it The Last of Us? Was it PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds? Or was it Elder Scrolls V Skyrim's?
Oh.
Elder Scrolls.
Pete? PUBG.
What do you think?
PUBG. I'm going to say PUBG.
Yeah.
I would say Skyrim, but okay. And it's Skyrim is the answer. We're wrong. Okay.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Which Sony?
Way more geeks.
Which Sony character appeared in a game first? Was it Spyro in Spyro the Dragon, Spike in Ape Escape, or Solid Snake in Metal Gear Solid?
Spyro, I'd go for.
Yeah, I would say.
I don't know Spike, but I mean Metal Gear 2.
Spyro.
I would say Spike only because I don't know who Spike is, so it has to be way early in the PlayStation
Nicole, which
days.
One would you say? Which one? What would you say, Nicole? Because you haven't answered one yet. What would you say? Spyro?
I answered one, and I had Skyrim. That was my answer from the one before.
Okay, so we're going for Spyro, and it's Solid Snake was the first one. Wow. Which character has appeared in the largest amount of games? Crash Bandicoot, Lara Croft, or Pikachu?
Crash Bandicoot. Say again. Which character has appeared
in the largest amount of tits? Sorry. Which character has appeared in the largest amount of games? Games? Which character has appeared in the largest amount of games? Crash Bandicoot, Lara Croft, or Pikachu?
It's got to be either Pikachu or Bandicoot because they do crossover games.
Yes, it's one of those three.
Yes, they...
Crash. I'm going to go Crash.
Crash Bandicoot. Okay.
Crash.
And it's Pikachu. Right. Crash. Which home console came out first? The Sega Master System, the Nintendo Entertainment System, or the Atari 7800?
Ooh. Nintendo Entertainment System.
Ooh. NES.
NES it is. No, it was the Atari? 7800.
Yeah. Wow. Oh shit.
Yeah, it was like a new Woody. Okay. Which Microsoft character appeared in a game first? Was it Blinks in Blinks the Time Sweeper, Hudson Horstachio in Viva Pinata? You're not Viva Pinata. Oh, Greg, I love you. Master Chief in Halo Combat Evolved. Which Microsoft character appeared in
Master
a game
Chief.
First?
Yeah, let's go
MC. Yep,
and you're
Chief.
Right at last. Woohoo! Which game helped coin the phrase Quick Time Events?
Shenmue?
Yeah, I know. God of War or Resident Evil 4? Which one? Shenmue? God of War or Resident Evil 4?
Shenmue.
Okay. And you're right. Very good. And which fighting game came out first? Street Fighter, Tekken, or Mortal Kombat?
Oh, I'd say Street Fighter. It was on the Amstrad. CPC 464 type.
Wait. Okay. Tekken, Street Fighter, or Mortal Kombat?
That's Street Fighter 1. I don't know.
Now, which game came out first?
Mortal Kombat was the 90s. Street Fighter came out in, I'd say, late 80s. Type.
Yeah.
Amstrad, CPC
Tekken.
464.
It's Tekken or Street Fighter? It's one of those.
I'd say that was a console. I wouldn't say a type. I'm Street Fighter, man.
Okay, one vote for Street Fighter.
Oh, God, fucking hell.
If you get this wrong, Nicole's dog dies. So which one is it?
No!
Mortal Kombat. No, what would you joke? Street Fighter.
And you're right. Very good. You know the score. Okay.
Well done.
And just the penultimate question, per se. Which famous per se actor has not provided their voice to a video game per se? Is it
Bruce Willis,
Samuel Jackson, or Brad Pitt per se? Which famous actor per se?
It's either Bruce Willis or Brad Pitt.
Has not provided their voice to a video game.
Bruce, I would say Brad over Bruce.
Chicken.
I think Brad Pitt, yeah. I'd go with Brad Pitt.
I'd go with Brad Pitt too. I don't know this is Brad Pitt. 63%. Great stuff. Okay, we have got 7 out of 10. Very good, guys.
That was a great quiz. That was.
That was a very good quiz.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Team Digital, for that.
Look, she's out.
All right. I guess it's news time, Robin.
Oh, it's the news.
Here here is the fucking news.
All right. So, last week, obviously, E3 happened. We covered the Xbox conference over the weekend. One thing we didn't cover was the Nintendo Direct, which happened at the very beginning of the week. So I thought we would just do a very quick rundown of all of the announcements from that conference, because it was a very well-received Nintendo Direct. There were some surprises in there. So without further ado, here is everything they announced. So we had... The lead-off, speaking of Tekken, Kazuhi Mishima from Tekken is joining Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. So if you like that game, you get to play as that person. Let's see. Life is Strange True Colors is releasing on the Switch in September. Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy will also be coming to the Switch in October. Super Monkey Ball Banana Mania coming in October for the Switch. Mario Party Superstars also announced, featuring 100 plus mini games from the entire catalog of the franchise, that will release on October 29th. Then the big one, from my perspective at least, was Metroid Dread, which is a new 2D Metroid game coming out. And so that will be out on October 8th this year. By the way, a lot of games coming out this year for the Switch. I was happy to see that for all of our Switch owners. Dragon Ball Z Kakarot is coming to the Switch finally, including a new Power Awakens DLC. That'll be on September 24th. WarioWare Get It Together also announced and coming out September 10th. Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 and 2 will be being ported over to the Switch coming June 25th, so right around the corner. Shin Megami Tensei 5 has its first gameplay trailer and is launching December 11th, so if you want to see some gameplay from that, it's out there. Danganronpa Decadence, I guess it's a collection of four titles from the franchise, that's coming later this year. No date given to that. And then... Advanced Wars 1 and 2 Reboot Camp, which basically is a remaster of the Advanced War games. That's coming December 3rd. Hyrule Warriors is coming on June 18th. It's getting its first expansion. So Hyrule Warriors got its expansion. Now look at the calendar. It's already coming past. And then Nintendo is launching a new Game & Watch system with three classic Zelda games in it. So no new Switch, but they are bringing out a new Game & Watch. Yay. And then they had a trailer for the new sequel to The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild, and that will be launching in 2022. So there you go. That's the quick rundown of everything Nintendo. It was a pretty, like I said, a very well-received Nintendo Direct. And I think that, coupled with Microsoft and coupled with Ubisoft, made E3 good. Not great, but at least it was better than what it was shaping up to be, at least leading into the Microsoft conference. To that point, E3 had been kind of a big miss. Because a lot of those conferences were not good. They just really weren't.
I love how you mark it like you're grading papers, though. You give it a B+. Like...
I'd give it a B overall. Overall, E3, I'd give it a B. I think people had a lot of expectations, and I think in the moment there was some pretty big disappointment, especially early on. But I think it pulled things out towards the end, and so it was received well enough.
I enjoyed the Xbox Bethesda thing. It was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I guess in the broader picture, I look at all the conferences collectively. What's the takeaway from E3? Was it great? I think it was good.
Well, considering there's been like the Chinese virus from the that lab in China, it they haven't done too bad.
Yeah, I think that was actually a big takeaway from this, was a lot of those conferences were lacking because of COVID. So
yeah, okay.
All right, but hey, it's important we talk a little bit more about last week. This is interesting. So loot boxes have been like just everybody hates them. The EU is trying to outlaw them. There's all kinds of stuff going on about them. EA is testing, apparently, a new loot box system for FIFA Ultimate right now, where you can preview your loot box, your pack, your ultimate team pack, if you will. So you can preview what's in it before you buy it.
You can see what's in your box before you touch your box.
Exactly. It's always important to look in the box before you touch it. Just saying.
What's in the box?
Lift the curtain up. Understand.
The curtain.
Do the drapes match the carpet? Just saying.
I didn't go there. You went there.
Hey, Cyberpunk. Good news for Sony PlayStation fans. Pete, if you want to get Cyberpunk 2077, it is coming to the PlayStation Store on June 21st. It's being reinstated. They also just updated with a new patch 1.23. Just does more stability fixes and bug fixes for the game. But this was, I think, very much directed towards the PlayStation version of the game to get this to a point that Sony would let it back on the store. So it will be there, again, available for PlayStation 4 owners and PS5 owners to buy digitally.
I've got it on Xbox already, and I've not played it yet. I can't be bothered to play it at the moment.
Well, you can play it. You can play it on your ass.
Is it fixed now? Is it
It'll run well on the S, on a regular Xbox and a regular PS4. I think it still is going to run a little rougher, but visually it'll look nice on the next gen system.
Okay. All right.
I've been playing it on the Series X, and I've actually had no problems and very much been enjoying it. So.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Have you been running around with the tackle out still, or?
No, I tucked that away in pants.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna play that after Ratchet and Clank then.
Okay, there you go.
I'll give it time. I paid full price for that as well. That's what pissed me off.
I paid half price thanks to Mark.
Yeah, yes, well,
I paid.
thanks for that. And Kim didn't buy it, so it didn't come on Game Pass. So yeah, thanks, Kim.
I know it's all Kim's fault.
Yeah.
Kim's fault. Let's talk about E3 predictions. So, Nicole, you get to decide who wins this, by the way. Actually, it's not so much to decide who wins it, because we have...
Where do they go? I wanted to edit them.
I know. That's why I took them
off. Yeah, bugger. It's too slow.
I'm on to you, Robin. I have all of our E3 predictions in a separate document away from Robin's little fingers. And so we're just going to run down through them. We'll start with Kim, since she's not here. It's only fair to pick on her first. Kim said Halo Infinite will get a release date. This is questionable because it didn't technically get a release date. It got a release window. Holiday 2021. Do we consider that a release date? Nicole, you're the judge jury here. Yes or no?
It always releases, though, like November. So,
but would you consider them saying Holiday 2021 a release date?
That's broad because that could go even into... January, year.
Kim, we reward you 0 points for that prediction.
I love you.
Kim also predicted Avowed will get some airtime. That, again, is a no. Avowed was not seen at all during the conference.
We award you no points.
Keep that up, Nicole. We're going to need that again. Kim said Game Pass news, possibly family subscriptions. Again, not announced, unfortunately. And lastly, Kim said Dragon Age will get more than a trailer. Kim, she was just basically an oafer at the plate.
Yep.
Exactly. Now, let's talk about Pete. Pete said Starfield will get a trailer and gameplay with a spring 2022 release date. Now, the reality is it's coming November 11th, 2022, so the date is wrong. We did get a trailer, and it was in-game, but it wasn't gameplay. So would you consider this a half point, Nicole? Where do we sit on this?
She would. Ask the dog.
Well, here's the thing. What she says. We're going to do a half point for that. Bullshit. Then you have to give Kim a half point or Holla.
All right.
Let's stick up for Kim.
We'll retro Kim in a half point. We'll give Pete a half point for his bullshit. Pete did get full credit for Oddworld's 2 trailer, even though technically that trailer was a big fat, we don't have anything to announce but a title trailer, but it was a brilliant trailer. So Pete gets full score for that. Pete, you also said 12 minutes will get an official release date and more gameplay. You said Q4, and
I don't think there was any gameplay, was that? There wasn't.
It's hard to say it was gameplay, but we definitely got a release date. However, yeah. It wasn't Q4, it's Q3. So I think we award you a half point for that.
Okay, I'll take that. As long as I'm beating Kim, I don't care.
Nicole, are we good with that? Half point for that?
Yes.
Okay.
Sarah, you are dead where the dog would not get off, but she was over here snoring.
and Nicole, I am relying on you to be judge and jury here because you are impartial to this. So here we go.
Is this about the chess prediction?
No. We'll get there, Pete. We'll get there. No, you also said the new Xbox exclusive horror series or Silent Hill will be Kojima related and announced. That didn't happen.
Yeah.
You also said a new feature of the new Donkey Kong. And I don't think we saw anything from Donkey Kong. I'm just go back through.
No, there's nothing.
Nothing there. No points awarded to you. You did say Switch Pro or 2 with exclusive software or games exclusive like Odyssey or Breath of the Wild 2. No new hardware.
No.
You did say Forza Horizon. And technically, this would be Forza Horizon 5. You said that would be announced, but you said in Brazil. It is in Mexico. It is in Mexico. That Nicole says a zero for that. 0 points awarded to you for that, Pete.
Yeah, B's takes it here, M's way over here.
I'll take the slap. Okay.
Yep. And then finally, the coup de grace. 4K, soon to be 8K VR battle chess, hopefully including a cinematic trailer and Donald Trump.
Yeah.
That was your pie in the sky wish, and that is also not happening.
No.
Unless you saw something I didn't.
No.
So, Pete, all said and done, you do have 2 points. You're in the lead with your predictions. Yeah. A point and a half better than Kim's half point. That was graciously awarded to her by Nicole. We'll go to me. I said Flight Sim would be available for Xbox during the week of E3. It is not coming during the week of E3. It's coming in July, but they did announce that. Half point, no. Nicole, you say.
Well, that's funny that you mentioned that because that's my son was like super excited, and we also thought it would be released during E3. So
I'm excited.
I'll give you a half for that because, I mean, it's just a month.
Well, you mentioned the game as well. That could have just been sideswiped.
Now, I did fail miserably on this one. I said Fable gets gameplay shown, and they didn't even talk about Fable. Actually, I think they mentioned Fable at one point.
They mentioned it.
Yeah.
But it was like basically like a booger. They flicked it right off.
Now, I did say Starfield gets a launch date in Q1 2022 and confirms it Xbox and PC only. The release date is absolutely wrong, but they did reaffirm Xbox and PC only. So, half point?
Half.
Oh, okay. So generous. Friggin' put them against the wall and shoot them. Wise up. Half points.
I did say Microsoft would announce a new acquisition on stage. They did nothing of the kind, so that's a big fat zero.
Yeah, minus one for that.
My every year prediction of Ubisoft announcing a new Splinter Cell game fell by the wayside. They announced a new anime series, but they did not announce a game. So, of course, that's a zero as well. I said Square Enix would announce a new Final Fantasy game, which they did. But I did say it would have some kind of exclusivity with Sony, which they didn't announce anything of that kind, but they did announce a new Square Enix game, so half point?
No.
Final Fantasy?
No.
half. They announced a new Final Fantasy game.
Your tank top isn't original. It's just plain blue. If it had been decorated, maybe. But no.
What do you say, Nicole? You are judge and jury here.
No, one more time. Sorry.
I had predicted Square Enix would announce a new Final Fantasy game and it would have some kind of exclusivity with Sony. They did announce a new Final Fantasy game. It, however, did not have any kind of Sony exclusivity deal, at least announced so far.
Yeah, but okay, on this one though, that's tied together. In my opinion.
You're playing hardball with me. I see how it is. That's all right. Okay. I'll take the zero. That's all right. Pete's happy. He's in the lead. Because I will finish out with a donut because I did say EA will talk the new Dragon Age game and nothing. They were dead silent on Dragon Age.
Disappointing.
Yes. We were all disappointed by that. Robin, you said Starfield this year.
Yeah. It's true. It's happening. It's the release date of 16th of December.
Now, you also said, so I'm assuming that's a zero for Starfield this year, but you did say Halo Infinite make or break, which I would interpret this as being Halo Infinite
make!
Impresses.
Yes.
It was big.
It did.
I would personally say yes, that equates. Nicole, judge, jury?
Yes.
Okay. Point to Robin for that.
Shotguns at dawn.
Robin said Fable would come out with some kind of chicken chaser comments. That did not happen.
Some chicken shit.
There. Oh,
chicken shit.
Robin then boldly said Indiana Jones Bethesda teaser. Nothing of the kind.
That happened at the pre-show.
I was sad about that. It's a good prediction that was as well. That would have been nice.
Yeah.
Great prediction. Robin also said Perfect Dark Rare reboot gameplay shown. Didn't happen.
No.
Robin then stated Beyond Good and Evil 2. Yes, it would happen. It's coming back.
No.
Sadly, Ubisoft.
Damn it. I'm so ahead of my time.
Robin said, no new Nintendo. Here's the thing. They did announce the Game Watch.
Yeah. Wow, wise up. I was the handheld console. I bought the Game & Watch. I have the first one here already. Come on, we're talking about the Switch.
I can concede this. I can concede this point. Yeah, so Robin gets a point.
He's talking product, not game.
Yeah, Swatch.
I'd give him half point, I would, if it was me.
Yes. You were.
So, Nicole, is that half point, or full point?
Thank you very much. I need a dumpy. Thank you.
All right, Nicole says one full point. All right.
I knew what he meant because I speak Robin.
Okay, many people do not, but that's okay. Lastly, Robin said BioShock game exclusive to Sony. That did not happen.
Oh, yeah. So, hold on. I also said Half-Life 3.
No, we don't count this, but that was a goose egg as well. Yeah, anyway, the tale of the tape, Robin and Pete tie with 2 points. I came in second. Or a technical third, I guess, with 1 point, and Kim with a half point. Our fantastic predictions were just, they had all the promise in the world. Well done, everybody. It's always fun doing these predictions. Mm-hmm. I mean, we get crazy with them. We have fun with it.
Yeah, what the hell?
Yeah. They're probably going to announce all the acquisitions next week, and it's really going to piss me off. Just want to say that.
Thank you very much. Love it.
Love it.
All right, Nicole.
Yes, sir.
Are you by chance looking at the notes?
They're there.
That's good.
Shit.
Nicole, I need you to do your best Kim impression of doing game releases.
How many has my friend screwed with before I get in there?
I can say nothing.
Let's see. Oh, look at that. It needs me to accept and close some cookies. I didn't know we were doing anything with cookies. Cookies sound good.
They do sound good. Who doesn't like a good chocolate chip cookie?
Gentleman is not recognized.
You are a so this is the games man. Coming out next week, June 20th and 26th. Are you able to see it or no? If you're not, let me know.
I just was looking. I just had to get to June.
Watch me Twitch. Watch me play games. Watch me Twitch. Watch me play games.
All right, starting with June 22nd, Dark Alliance for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S. I think from now on that's going to be Xbox Series 6.
Yes.
PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC. Ender Lilies, Quietest of the Nights, Switch and PC on June 22nd. Lego Builder's Journey for Switch and PC, June 22nd. Olympic Games Tokyo 2020, the official video game for PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, Stadia, and PC, also June 22nd. And then moving on to June 23rd, Worms Rumble for the Switch. On the 24th, Alex Kidd in Miracle World DX, PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC. Continuing on with the 24th, Legend of Mana, PlayStation 4, Switch, and PC. Roguebook for the PC. The Eternal Castle Remastered for PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4. And then on June 25th, we begin with Mario Golf Super Rush for the Switch. That actually sounds interesting. Scarlet Nexus, PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC. And Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2 for the Switch for June 25th. I think that sums up 1 week, yes?
That does indeed. Well done. That is the best Kim impersonating Nicole I've ever heard.
You're quite welcome.
I just would like to point out, Stadia, still a thing. They get the Olympic Games Tokyo game. Wow. How disappointing is it if you were relying on Stadia to be your primary gaming console? Yeah, it is just, it's been a disaster.
But do you mean there must be, like, hardline nerds out there that just, you know, they're bought into it completely and they're so determined they won't go anywhere else. You know, like Mark Wright, he would be one of those people. He would be so determined. He wouldn't go, you know, he would just do it. It was just, you know.
You know, I forget who, there's somebody on my Twitter timeline that I if, you know, there's a mutual follow that they're like straight up like into cloud gaming. I forgot who it is, but they like are all about cloud gaming, still fully like on board with Stadia.
Yeah.
You know,
who's that?
How can you be on board with it? I don't remember.
Who
honestly,
is that?
Yet.
Who is
but
that?
It's like, how can you be on
who,
board with
who
that?
Who is that person?
At this point.
Who is it? Who is that person?
Well, it was you at one point, but then, you know.
No, I just
that
bought the thing.
Changed.
I just bought it. I just bought I just bought the thing.
All right. Let us move forward. Pete.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. You're making fun of Robin. I'm going to make you play the role of Robin. Please give me your best Irish accent, and let's talk about victories achieved.
Oh my God, victories achieved. Shit. Okay, this is.
He can't. I'll help you. I'll help you here.
This is not a good. This is not a good Irish accent, Pete.
You do the intro, and I'll do the. I'll fill the bit in the middle. Here, everybody.
I'll fill the bit in the middle.
Better.
I can't do Irish accents really. It's a quarterly contest where you need to take a picture of yourself after you've completed a game with the credits behind you.
From the neck up, please.
Okay, so it's a thing where you can earn a bit of money. You can get $20, £15 in English money on PlayStation Network, Xbox Live, or Steam, and it's a contest you can enter. If you complete a video game, all you need to do is take a selfie of yourself with the credits behind you of the completed game, and you can hashtag it on Twitter with victory achieved. And our handle is @OC_podcast, or you can send it to us on our WhatsApps, because I know there's loads of you on there. Just send us the picture of yourself like Mark did earlier on today, and you can get entered into this contest. So all we'll do is put all of the names into Robin's pants at the end of the quarter and fetch that name out. See, look, he's going to get his pants. Here he goes. He's jiggling all those names about. all those dirty gamers completing all their games. Look at him.
EGX all over again.
Yeah.
So good. Thank God that video never came out. Your brother is useless.
So, yeah, we've got loads of people, completing all of these games. Robin, I don't know where this updated list is.
Okay, so Kim, she finished her garden in between. The gardens between. Oh, oopsie daisies, I'm sure. John Mouse, he finished Gears of War 5. Time for a close-up. Oh, my God. Look, these pictures that John Mouse are sending me are just terrifying. You know, imagine waking up beside that. It would be really, 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 really awful. And finally, we had a completion just only 6 hours ago. And it was Mr. Killer Cranky on Father's Day. He finished Zelda Bad Breath of the Wild. So well done, everybody. Fantastic. That's really good. Oh, shit. And in the meantime, until we draw the until we draw the quiz at the end of the month, you gotta get this. Yeah.
You all have a victory's achieved. Victory's achieved. You have a victory's achieved.
You should be.
Shaking all them names around in his pants. That's what he was doing.
You should be with
absolute filth. Absolute filth.
You should be with me when I'm by myself.
I think I have. You have
by yourself.
No, exactly. We've seen previews of that. It's scary.
I am ginger.
Hey, Pete.
We've had some great conversation in those moments.
Yes. Know? We've also had some great conversation in the chat. Pete, do me a favor.
Cool.
Can you give a big shout-out to everybody that's been in the chat?
Mm.
Yes. Shout-out to the users in the chat tonight. Right, so we got GamerGirl27, good old Kim, even though she's celebrating Father's Day with her dad. She's been there with us, very active, taking the piss and being very offensive. But, you know, I'll get her back when she's here next week. Oh, no, I'm not here next week. The week after. Anyway. We've got Academy Impossible, another TV viewer, A10, Commander Root, Gurley, how do you pronounce that? Good Eileen, Martin, OC Murphy's Law, he's a bit of a reprobate that attends here every week, Rain God Zippo, Teflon 12,
woo-hoo!
And me, Yampy Yed. As well as.
Nicole,
I was going to mention you at the end, Nicole. You just didn't give me a chance. So we've had a very active user tonight. Nicole.
We also had Juice Unknown 187.
Yes.
I don't think we really need to go over that, do we?
He said hello at OC Podcast. He was pleasant. Just saying.
And I said hello back.
Yeah.
Oh. Where did you go then? Or she? Or they?
I've no idea. The internet. It's a mysterious place, Pete.
Yeah. Well, shout out to them.
Mark Wright finished the game as well, didn't he?
Mark Wright was
there. But it doesn't really matter, you know, because, he made it up.
Mechanics.
Yeah. Mark, he finished something like, was it Watch Dogs or something like that?
Oh, that was it, Watch Dogs.
Yeah, but it doesn't really matter because he's just such a casual player. I mean, he's just playing like Clash of Clans and stuff like that now. Like Match 4 games and stuff like that there. But that's, you know, Mark Wright.
It was nice to see Mark Wright in the chat, you know, because he was so tired that he couldn't be on the podcast. But, you know, I'll show up in the chat.
Hello, my fellow podcast family. I got all my sisters with me.
Get your ass back here. I need a week off. Still.
It was Watch Dogs Legion. Said it was a really good game.
My God, that salty look on your face.
Anger. all right. Thank you, everybody, for being in the chat. And if you're ever wondering how we came up with the term of the chat, you have nobody but Nicole to thank. Nicole came up with that term for us, and that is for all the shit talking in the chat. We just called it the chat. So there you go. All right, now we know.
It was a dick move.
It was indeed. All right. Look, we want you to come back next week because we'll have more interesting conversation, possibly with a new cast of people, or not. I don't know. We never know who's going to show up. It's a grab bag, but we're family, and you're family. That's why this makes it so much fun. So come back, be part of the podcast next week. Same bat time channel, same bat channels. Come back. We're going to start some shout outs. Let's start it off with Nicole. Nicole, give us your bat channel shout out.
Shout out to you, gents. It's been interesting. We'll go with that. Put the dog to sleep. So there's that too. Happy Dad's Day to all the dads and those who step up in that role. So appreciate everybody and their time, and hope to see y'all on Xbox now that I'm back on Xbox. And Pete, over to you.
I'm going to shout out my dad and all the fathers of the world, but yeah, especially mine. He's a great lad, he is. He's been ill over the past couple of weeks, and he's been given a steroid injection that's given him a new lease of life.
Good.
And yeah, he's he was really poorly a couple of weeks ago, but there we go. He's fine now. And I'm going to shout out Nicole's dog. What was the name again?
Misha.
Yeah, she's been my telepathically communicative person tonight. She don't look very happy hearing my voice, but anyway. That's me.
She's not playing chess with you, Pete.
Fuck's sake. I just need a... Please give me a friend. I'll hand her over to Andy. Robin, I'll tell you what. I'm going to shout out your t-shirt as well because that's fucking so cool. Chuckle Brothers, Man and Portal. That's class.
Noise. To me. To you. To me. To you.
To me. To me. To you. To me. To you. Oh, dear. Anyway, I'm going to pass you over to the good Irish lad.
The depth of that t-shirt is just beyond. Isn't it really? Isn't it fantastic? Anyway, thank you everybody to the chat, because you make my life just tolerable, because if I had to do this with Greg, it would just be impossible. So thank you for being there. Do you know what? I am so chuffed to have Nicole on. I know I asked you earlier on about, you know, were you going to come on, and had you tested your mic, and you went all Karen on me, you know. But I'm just...
I was
just checking, because I didn't, you know, I honestly didn't believe that you were going to come on. So, Nicole, you're part of our family. I love having you on here. It's fabulous. It's lovely to see your face. I'm glad you have, you know, you've got over the thing, hopefully, completely, the thing that you were going through. And it is wonderful to see your kids again, to see you again. And you're so welcome here. You'll always be welcome here. So it is fabulous. To everybody that listens to us, thank you. It is one big family. I also just wanted to mention out to Martin, Greasy Fish Lips. Great to hear you're doing a bit better, mate. And again, reach out.
Greasy Fish Lips.
Yep.
Yes, that's his tag.
It's nearly as bad as yours at the moment, which is your gamer tag is at my butt buddy is sore. So to all our big family that's out there, thank you. We love you. It's wonderful. Greg, take us away. Take us home.
Oh, Robin, you cut me deep there, Robin. You cut me deep.
I'll get you deep later. Don't worry.
Yeah. You know what? Look, real fast. It is awesome, Nicole, having you back on the show. Thank you for coming back. And as Robin said, the door is always wide open. Love seeing everybody in the chat. We are absolutely a family. We stick together. We are there to support one another. So if you're ever having a rough time, I will say it till I'm blue in the face. Call Robin.
Yeah, and don't text me, because you ain't going to fucking get any answer in 6 weeks.
No, but seriously, we really are. We're a family. We stick together. We support one another. And so to that point, come back. Have fun with us. A shout out to the three of you for making this a very fun podcast. And I'm looking forward to each and every week. I do want to quick... I forgot to mention it in my What I've Been Doing thing. I did watch the Friends reunion show on HBO last night.
Too late. Let's fuck the
show. Nope. Surprisingly good. Just want to throw that out there. God, enjoy it. Oh, just shut up, Pete. You know what? I will punch you in the nose. I don't care if you're over and I can do it right through the screen. Anyway. It's a show that is awesome, and you can just... You're just a ginger. Just shush.
Yeah, no, sorry, use his proper name. It's it smells. So,
And it smells, yes. All right. On that note...
Sorry, hold on. Friends, that was good. It was sort of okay. Yeah, but it was nice to see them together.
It wasn't I actually thought it was going to be like a proper show episode, but it wasn't that. It was just a recap of what Friends was, and Friends was a massive hit on scales that you can just not believe in terms of a show like that. So,
wow, Nicole, have you got anything to jizz over Friends, or are you fucking done?
The thing yet, but I did love Friends. It was one of my favorites.
Oh my god!
I just say pivot that.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I've had enough of you.
Pete.
Oh, fuck the lot of.
Oh, Christ! You know what? We're just happy you wore pants today, Pete. That's the main thing.
And he did it. What's that?
Well, I unless that was his white ass I saw walking away, it might have been.
Hey,
all right.
Okay.
That's it.
Right.
We're done. Let's start some music. Let's get out of here.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. Stay tuned for some fun outtakes and bloopers. See you same time next week.
Amazon. It might be on Netflix. I can
do
check
a search.
Come on, I'll fucking buy it. It doesn't matter. What is it? What's it called?
The Hitman's Bodyguard.
Do you know what?
Samuel L. Jackson and Ryan Reynolds.
Do you know what ginger is in Croatian?
So we're not what?
Ginger. How to say ginger in Croatian?
Is that because of that fucking.
Yeah. It is a. Dumb beer.
Dumb beer.
Yeah. Alexa, how do you say ginger in Croatian?
Do you know, I think that Ryan Reynolds looks a bit like Ben Affleck.
Yeah, they're friends. Dumbier.
I always get confused between the two of them. What is it, Dumbier?
Yeah, they're friendly. And they fight a bit with it. What do you call the guy that does Wolverine? Wolverine and
Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman. So they're mates. But they do these video clips together on YouTube where they're fighting with each other and they wind each other up, and it's really, really good. It's really funny. So, yeah, he's a good lad. Yeah, they're very dry.
Ryan Reynolds,
yeah.
Him and Chris Hemsworth and some other guy do them on TikTok together too. But they always talk about Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, they're funny. They're funny.
All right.
Okay.
I'm going to say adios.
I gotta go watch the live feed from Maricopa County. So all the best. See you guys.
All right. Bye, guys.
Trump 2024. See you. Bye.
Yes.